This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, February 9th. I'm Gavin Dahl. A low-income housing initiative led by the Telluride Foundation could be headed for a baseball field in Ridgeway. The Ouray County Plain Dealer reports the foundation seeks to put up prefabricated housing in Nucla, Norwood, and Ridgeway over the next 3 years, aimed at housing teachers, law enforcement officers, and others who work locally but have been priced out of the housing market. The ball field is owned by Ridgeway School District and Ouray County. While the baseball teams that used the field disbanded 10 years ago, the Ridgeway community uses it for outdoor recreation and dog walking. Also, during the pandemic, the town has put up sunshades for outdoor learning, and throughout the winter, the school has used the field for skiing, building snow forts, and other outdoor activities. The Telluride Foundation will present their proposal to the Ouray Board of County Commissioners tonight. San Miguel County has been sending wastewater samples from their treatment plant to a Fort Collins laboratory since late summer. Since the coronavirus is shed in feces, including that of asymptomatic carriers, the analyses they are getting show the number of viral copies per liter of wastewater, allowing public health officials to monitor the virus trends within the area. Telluride Daily Planet reports that while the county continues to test 1,300 individuals weekly, officials say by analyzing the wastewater once every 2 weeks, they can test everyone for the presence of COVID-19, even the UK variant, which has not shown up in tests thus far. Trash remains the number one reason for conflicts with bears in northwest Colorado. Bear calls fell over 23% last year, but the Grand Junction Sentinel reports Colorado Parks and Wildlife had to put down 120 bears last year and relocate 89 others, up from 92 euthanizations and 45 relocations the year before. CPW reported last week that when natural food sources such as berries are in low supply due to drought, bears are more apt to look to garbage containers and bird feeders for sustenance. And a Carbondale-based ski wax company landed an investment deal on an episode of the TV show Shark Tank that aired last week. Peter Arlene started a company called Mountain Flow Eco Wax 5 years ago when he realized most other ski wax is made with a petroleum base, negatively impacting the watershed. His formula is non-toxic, biodegradable, and made with plants instead of petroleum. Recently, he attracted the attention of the producers of Shark Tank, then appeared on the show in full ski gear, complete with a bushy mustache, and gained 2 investors. Monsoon rains play a significant role in high mountain streams. KUNC's Luke Runyon reports a new study shows when those storms diminish, the whole system suffers.
Snowmelt drives water supply in the West, but this new research suggests rain events that roll in during late summer across the highest peaks in the Rocky Mountains are important too, providing up to 10% of the water in a given stream. Rosemary Carroll is a researcher with the Desert Research Institute based in Crested Butte, Colorado.
It matters because every drop of water matters, and so every drop of water that gets into the stream then serves a purpose.
Monsoon seasons the last 4 years have been either lackluster or non-existent. Carroll says that's concerning, especially for the region's high elevation ecosystems. I'm Luke Runyon.
The town of Paonia is embarking on a community planning process to develop a new master plan for parks, recreation, and trails. With funding from a Great Outdoors Colorado grant, they've hired Western Slope Consulting to assist with coordination. Today, we're going to hear from consultant Matt Ferrer by phone from Carbondale. Thanks for speaking with KVNF, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me today.
So what's the goal of this master plan for the town of Paonia, and how will it relate to Delta County's 2018 Recreation and Trails Master Plan?
So the town of Paonia's Parks, Recreation, and Trails Master Plan will focus primarily on the Paonia area, what folks want to see happen in terms of parks, recreation amenities and programs, trail systems in and around Paonia. And then we'll also be looking at community gathering spaces, which in a lot of ways sort of overlap with the town's park system. But essentially, this plan will provide sort of an overall vision for what those different components look like over, say, the next 10, 15 years in Paonia. And then we'll also include in the plan a very specific implementation plan that will offer sort of a step-by-step guide for how the community can achieve their desired future. And so in terms of how this effort relates to the work that Delta County recently did, so Delta County's plan looks at the entire county and doesn't necessarily get into super specifics related to each community. I mean, it does look more so like trail systems. So we will be pulling ideas from the Delta County master plan. We've course, don't want to duplicate work that's already been done. So we will be taking ideas from the Delta County Plan and building off of those for the Parks, Recreation, and Trails Master Plan for Paonia.
So the goal is to produce a document that sets forth a shared vision along with recommendations for achieving the town's goals and, like you said, an implementation action plan to get it done. You've also convened a committee with representatives from the town, school district, North Fork Pool, Parks and Rec District, North Fork Trail Advocacy Group, and nonprofits like Nature Connection and Western Slope Conservation Center. What's the role of the committee going forward?
One of the key roles of this community action team is to sort of serve as a guide for us as a consultant as we move through this process for the Parks, Recreation, and Trails Master Plan. They know the community a lot better than we do. We also want the team, one of the roles of the team is to advocate for the project, so go out into the community and use their networks to spread the word about the project and encourage folks to get involved. And then once the project comes to a conclusion, we want the folks that are on the community action team to advocate for implementation and assist the town with their efforts to implement the ideas that are captured in the master plan. And I think that's really kind of an important piece to all this is us as consultants, we come in, we lead this planning process and sort of our final product is the master plan. It's really, I mean, it captures all these great ideas, but if it's not implemented, it's sort of a document with a bunch of great ideas that just can eventually end up on a shelf, just sitting there collecting dust. And that's not what we like to see happen. We really like to see projects or plans lead to on the ground change. And so that's one of the key roles of this community action team is to sustain the momentum that comes out of this planning effort and hopefully assist the town with actually making stuff happen in the community. And on that note, the town, they have many responsibilities and obligations. Their resources are limited and sort of spread all over the place. So having these other organizations like the North Fork Pool Park and Recreation District, Delta County Schools, Western Slope Conservation Center, hopefully makes it more feasible to make things happen, whereas this, the town was just left on their own, sort of with what resources they have, becomes more challenging to make things happen.
That was Matt Ferrer of Western Slope Consulting. You can learn more about Paonia's efforts to create a new Parks, Recreation, and Trails Master Plan and get involved. Residents who are interested can attend an event, share ideas in a physical idea box around town or virtually, and they can sign up to be a volunteer at paoniainmotion.com. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to Kate Redmond for help with headlines, and thank you for supporting local, independent public media.